And as was mentioned earlier, we do have some work teams with us today from Markle and Warren, Indiana, and also I think some folks are helping at Liwa as well, from what I saw this morning. So grateful for all of you who took time off to come and serve up here in Alaska. So we appreciate that. I would like Chad to, if you'd come on up, one of the guys from the Markle team is going to share a testimony. I just ask, I said, any of you, I love to hear what God is doing in people's lives, and so I just ask if any of them wanted to come up and share a little bit, and so Chad was willing to do that. So,
hi, my name is Chad Eppard. I'm from Markle, Indiana, and I was raised in a Christian home. My parents got divorced when I was probably 8 years old, and I turned away from God and turned bitter. I fell in the wrong crowd of friends, and I started smoking cigarettes when I was 11. I started getting into drugs when I was 14. I started drinking when I was 14. I drank a lot of vodka. I started drinking and driving at age 16. I would come home drunk or high every night. I blacked out twice and wrecked my car both times. I should have died, to be honest. But God was watching over me. I put my family through so much and watched my mom cry many times. I moved out when I was 18. And all the priors, I did not go to jail, but when I moved out, I got caught and I had a DUI. I went to jail. Luckily, I got out of jail after a while, and my brother drove me to work, so I kept my job. Then a year later, I had a second DUI. I faced a D felony. I should have had a year and a half in prison, or would have started in jail, but they would have sent me to prison. By the grace of God, I actually went to church with Davin Smith, who is an attorney that I've known since I was probably in sixth grade. And he was in my youth group, and he was part of the Huntington County court system. And I got with him, and he helped me out, and by countless God instances, I got out of jail. I kept my job. I served very little time, and I got on 6 months of house arrest. I gave it all to God and really just said, I'm done with all this. I got to get out of this, and I want to change my life and give it to you. And he has massively transformed my life. I haven't drank since. I stopped smoking cigarettes, cold turkey. I stopped drinking cold turkey. I stopped smoking pot. I stopped doing drugs. I got on house arrest, and I kept my job. And every day I would go home, and all I'd do is I'd just read the Bible. I didn't talk to my friends because they weren't really friends. I'd just read the Bible, and I came so close to Him, and it was amazing. I went to church every Sunday because they would only allow me to go to church and work. And, I found my fiance through my, Sunday school class, and, we're getting married in 3 weeks. So that's all through God. It's just been perfect from the start. We're on a missions trip now. We're building or trying to do as much work as we get done on this church. And I just want to say that, God can change anyone. I'm just a living example of that. My life was wrecked, and I was going down the wrong path. I should be in jail right now, and I really shouldn't be alive right now. But He's a very gracious, forgiving, and loving God.
Thank you, Chad.